don't know why this is, but maybe my next guest can help me sort it out. Michigan's price of gasoline since just last Thursday has jumped at least 30 cents. And we're in good shape compared to California, that was up 67 cents, Oregon 59 cents, Washington 53, Wisconsin 46, Nevada 36, Michigan 30. And gas is up all over. That stopped falling. It's the national average now, a bit higher than it was a month ago. Jay Young is a fourth-generation oil and gas professional, also the author of The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. Jay, good to have you here.
Thanks, Stephen. Thanks for having me on again.
So my question, Jay, is this hurricane-related? Is this related to other factors? Because it seemed that the price of gas had stopped coming down prior to the hurricane. Now you've got OPEC Plus saying they're going to stop delivering about a million barrels a day to increase more pressure on the market. A lot of things going on, but what's playing into here? What's making this happen?
Well, I think it's the election. I think it's strategic reserves. I think it's the it's just trying to balance itself, you know, because there's so many different factors, and the price of oil is so sensitive because we simply don't have a lot of it, and we just don't fill our, you know, coffers up to the top, and all of a sudden here we go, and we can afford to have big swings. So, you know, the hurricane wasn't a big deal. Thank goodness for us in the oil and gas business. Unfortunate for some of the people in Florida, obviously, in Carolinas. But when you look at the oil and gas, you know, right now, we need 20 million barrels a day in the United States, 20 million barrels, and we're not producing anywhere close to that. We're at 12, 13 million barrels. So would our administration has done is they're releasing all these, million barrels of, from the strategic reserves. And what's going on there is we're draining it. We're draining it. And after the election, we're not going to have that oil.
Right. In fact, we're at the lowest level since, I think, 1979.
Right.
In the strategic petroleum reserve. So when Donald Trump was president, how many barrels were we producing a day?
Over 14 million a day.
All right. So, and then
Israel got us to 14.
You're right. So then my next question is, the CEO of Aramco a week ago, the biggest energy company in the world, Saudi Arabia, Aramco, said that we're basically at capacity. He basically wagged his finger at the world saying, look, we were spending $700 billion a year on infrastructure in 2014, and now we're spending less than $300 billion a year on infrastructure. He said, there's no capacity in the system. If you have demand, it's just going to push the price up. Because there's nowhere to move more product. True or false?
Right. Exactly. We need it. We need it for sure. And if we don't have it, that's why the artificial, lift right now of production is the strategic reserve. It's not because we're producing it. It's the artificial, strategic reserve that they're releasing. So after the election, when they've already said, hey, in October, we're going to cut it off. Okay, well, timing is for the election and to get some Democrats in office. So after that, it's going to skyrocket. I really feel like that the price is going to go up in November, December, first of next year because, you can't just artificially lift it with the strategic reserves because you need it. And then when you don't have it, what are you going to do?
Right, because the strategic reserve is there for war, for natural disaster. It's not there for I need to win an election. That's not the point of the strategic reserve last time I checked.
Exactly. And Trump filled it up all the way to the top with cheap prices. When oil was cheap, he filled it up. How are we going to fill it up again? I have no idea. No idea how we're going to do it because there's simply not the production. I mean, we don't have the production right now to keep, the prices down to good prices, much less by an additional, 40 to 50 million, 75 million barrels and from somewhere. I don't know where we would get it from, but we would have to get it from somewhere and we have to pay really, really high prices. And I know that the administration right now is not worried about that. And they'll kick the can down the road for somebody else to worry about that in the future. But like I said, we're not drilling for oil and gas in the United States just simply because we're not spending the money because You know, there's public companies are not drilling. We're in an anomaly because, you know, normally, you know, the cure for oil, high oil prices is high oil prices.
Right.
You know, because when prices are high, prospects come out of the woodwork because they look good at $70, $80, $90 a barrel. They don't look good at $30, $40 a barrel. They look really good at $80, $90, so everybody starts drilling. Well, that's not happening this time. You know, the ESG and the all the other people.
Well, that's right. If you're going to target oil companies and attack them and tell them, hey, we need your oil, but we're going to put you out of business in 10 years, why would you invest?
Right. They're not doing it. And there's a lot of private equity companies, you know, institutions and private equity that aren't investing in it. You know, people, their boards are saying, hey, we don't want you to invest in oil and gas. So the Black Rocks of the world are putting that money back. And that's where the hundreds of billions of dollars comes, you know, to drill is those kind of companies. And we're just not we're not doing it. And it's, I mean, the numbers don't lie. And you can look at rig count in the United States. We're at 30, 40% below where we were, you know, during the Trump days. And a drilling rig is what drills for oil and, you know, gets oil out of the ground.
Sure.
And if you don't drill it, you know, and because all the other production decreases, it declines. I mean, every oil and gas well declines in production. So when you put it online, it declines. And so you have to replace that. We need like 2,000 wells, new wells a year in the Permian Basin just to keep it flat, just to keep it flat, the numbers, the production numbers flat. You need 2,000 new wells a year.
And we're not getting it. Yeah, we're not doing it. Why would anybody invest in that? I mean, that's the point. Why would anybody invest in any of that? It's insanity, Jay. We've destroyed our energy sector in pursuit of electric vehicles, which we know it's not that. Because EVs have no, they're not even close to being ready. It's not a possibility. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. And it's going to be a disaster before it's anything better. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, well, I mean, a few years ago, we had 275 million people in the United States. You know, you had 6-7 billion people in the world. This isn't necessarily just a United States problem. It's also a world problem. You know, you have global. So demand in the global markets is astronomical. We've got to have that oil, and we're just not simply making it like we should for the demand that we need in the United States and the world. And so that's going to keep prices up. So read my book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. Figure out what you want to do and how you want to do it. But these high oil prices aren't going away anytime soon.
You got that right. Greatly appreciate it. Jay Young, fourth generation oil and gas professional. The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. That's the book. Read it. Jay, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. We have a few other things to get to after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Huber Show.
We can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out thebarkingboutique.com.
TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code America and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code America. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code America and shop today.